Let's roll directly into the panel. I see we have Tom West from the Treasury Department in Washington. Tom, are you actually in the Treasury Department, or do you have a just a photo at your home of the Treasury?
It keeps me grounded here and brings a certain gravitas, I hope.
Okay. Well, we're delighted to have you. Let me introduce our panelists. First, Tom West is the Deputy Assistant Treasury Secretary for Tax Policy. And we're honored to have him here. He's on his second stint at the Treasury. He was the Tax Legislative Counsel for a while, and then he's been around Washington for a long time in various, I think PwC and KPMG, if I'm not mistaken, and before that a law firm. And then on my far left is J.C. Sandberg, who's the Chief Advocacy Officer of the American Clean Power Association. He spent 8 years at GE Renewable Energy, where he led global government affairs before moving to ACP. He told me last night the reason he moved is he just got worn out of all the travel. He was on the road every week, oftentimes outside the U.S. He did a stint on the staff of the Senate Energy the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee before going to GE. And then Greg Whetstone on my immediate left is CEO of the American Council on Renewable Energy. Before that, he was with TerraGen in Washington, head of its Washington office. And then before that, he had JC's job. JC is Chief Advocacy Officer at the American Clean Power Association. Greg had the same job basically for a little over 2 years. He spent 11 years at the Natural Resources Defense Council and then 11 years on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. So we're fortunate to have all of them. I'm going to start off with Tom West and ask him a bunch of questions about guidance on the Inflation Reduction Act. All of Washington is waiting for it. If you have questions, I'm going to let Tom go at about 20 or 25 minutes past the hour. He's very busy. We'd like to see the guidance out, so we'll let him do that. But Tom, the big question everyone is asking about the Inflation Reduction Act is when guidance is expected on their issues. I know Treasury has said there'll be guidance on the electric vehicles credit in March. This is to try to appease the Europeans and Japanese who are angry about the credit. On which other IRA topics do you expect guidance in the first quarter this year?
Happy to get to that. Just wanted to say thank you for the invitation. Sorry to not be there in person. Austin is one of my absolute favorite cities in the world, and I hope the weather is allowing you all to have a great conference nonetheless today. Lots of questions about what comes next. I was thinking the other day, I saw a movie that's recently nominated for an Oscar, ironically. It's called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It's a movie that's out this past year. And that's kind of how the guidance process feels a little bit on some of these IRA green energy provisions. But, you know, we have a great team. We are working very hard on all of the provisions, or nearly all of them. One thing I would say about 30D, clean vehicles, we're going to get that out in March. I don't think that's to appease anyone. I think that's, you know, We wanted to do that. There's a statutory requirement that we get that out by the end of last year. You know, given when the IRA was enacted, we couldn't quite do that. We've gotten a lot of good information. And I think we want to get that out, like many of these provisions that are consumer facing. I think we just want to give some certainty to buyers out there. So, but you're right, that is a high priority for us. I would say that the energy communities rules, domestic content rules, some of those that are a little bit cross-cutting are near the top of our list. Direct pay and transferability are, you know, we have so many questions about that and the importance of those provisions, again, cross-cutting provisions that we really hope help the markets, help the uptake of all of this. And prevailing wage and apprenticeship is also at or near the top of my list. You know, we got the notice out last year, but I think getting the NPRM out on that is really a high priority for all of us. I think there's a lot of excitement about all of these provisions, but it's been really important for the administration to stress that in addition to addressing some of the climate issues, this is an opportunity for us to bring some really good jobs back to this country. So prevailing wage and apprenticeships is also near the top of my list.